Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here and I'm doing something a little different today. So this is Dream Cutter. I meant to have it up a couple of days ago, but that didn't happen. I now have the latest version of the game, which is version 2, and I bought it from ShadyCorner.com. So check out ShadyCorner.com if you want to buy it there, but it's also on Steam. And I prefer Shady Corner because, you know, I don't like the DRM, obviously, that Steam has, and it's DRM'd on Steam, or at least needs a Steam client to run. So, this version doesn't. It doesn't have Steam, and I'm doing this to promote what I think is a really awesome game. Yes, it's an adult game, but it's an awesome game. Unlike the Mega Man knockoff we played a while back, this is actually fucking fun. Okay, dreams are real because we experience them. There's no question about it. It's why everyone and their grandparents wants to learn to lucid dream. Dreams are real because we have to go through them. Because wet dreams make us come and because nightmares can make a good life bad. What's happening to you is what is real, and what's happening to Haley is real. This is all real because you're looking at it. Now that we understand that a dream can hurt you, what do you plan to do about it? Accept a reality of pain or tear it down like the Shiva of a universe all your own? Wake up, Haley. Wake unto the dream. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. The previous version actually had some lag, which is hard to believe. But, that's been handled. Hot. A fever. No, something more pleasant. Wait! What? What was that? I don't... Wait! What's... Ah! Where am I? What? What is this place? It looks like what happens in Sonic CD if you don't get the time things and Robotnik wins. Or Eggman. But that's what it reminds me of. The destroyed future. Maybe there's kind of like a tie into that, where she's gotta save the future. I'm also gonna get every friggin' coin, because that's just how I play games. I don't know if there's anything down there, but probably not, since it's black at the bottom, and usually that means nope. Now, there is a couple games that have tricked you on that one. You'd think it was complete straight, like a death drop, and then nope. It's just one black line, and then there's a whole another secret area. We're not fighting this guy right yet, but he is a bitch. Ah! What the? It... Oh, my room. It was a dream. Not some weird, dreamy, dark fantasy place, just my dorm. Which I suppose is an improvement. Better start getting ready for class, then. 8 in the morning, Econ 30. My head is full of fog, not empty, like I'd like it to be. But not full of anything at all, just full. I don't know how I'm gonna be able to stay awake. And frankly, I'm not even gonna try, or I've got to soldier through it. I want her to do good in her studies. At the very least, I've got Lucia to look forward to. And speak of the devil. Haley, sup, you? Hey, are you okay? You look like death. I'm wearing exactly what I want to. You know, you could pull it off if you wanted to. Me? No way, that's sweet of you, but I couldn't. Pull that outfit off. Ah, come on, Haley. I'd love to see you in something like this. Please don't go through your entire college life not taking any chances, okay? Well, what would I be missing, really? Don't give me that. You know exactly what you'd be missing. Please try to have some fun, Haley. Please. She chuckles a little to herself, playfully unsatisfied with my answer. I'm a little more shaken up than I'm letting on. I feel racked and disturbed, and I just cannot keep my eyes. I'm back in the dream? Did I fall asleep? Have I woken up since I died? Did I even die in the first place? I don't like this. I don't remember a thing. There's gotta be some way out of this dream, or I should at least find something to defend myself with. Now, some people have noticed that, yeah, the sprite looks a little different from what you see in the standing. The standing sprite looks different from the moving sprite, I guess you could say. And, basically, I don't know. I think the moving sprite's kind of cute, and the standing sprite has its own charm. What is that? It's a scythe? Jammed it to the ground so hard it's caused the earth to crack underneath it. Should I take it? Probably not. It doesn't belong to me, and this feels like a trap. It probably is a trap, actually. On the other hand, it's a weapon. Kind of a beautiful one in an eerie sort of way. Its surface looks smooth, like it'd be pleasant to the touch. I can't take my eyes off of it. Crunch! Monsters, there's still monsters here. I don't know where, but they're after me and I'm defenseless. Okay, fine. Looks like I'm running out of options. If anyone asks, I didn't have a choice. It's incredible. I've been around for longer than I have. Let's try that again. It didn't even sound right. It's been around for longer than I have. Way longer. And it found me. It's primordial. Ancient and warm. It's mine. It's always been mine. And it feels good to have something between me and anyone who wants to hurt me. Really good. And I feel like if I listen real close, I can hear it talking to me. Well, how about you and I hit the town, new best friend? It's not like anyone's going to get in our way. Should be in our way, not on our way. There we go. Oh, I can destroy these. I didn't know that. Oh, and things become coins. Thank you, Mario, for that aesthetic. Yeah, the music's pretty good. Okay, obviously that's black at the bottom, which means I'm gonna die if I fall down there. Alright, there's a trick to this. Little mechanic. Oh, we get combos. I didn't notice. Oh, damn you. Than that. Damn. I wanted his coins. I want those coins. Not fucking doing that though. Coins are very, very useful in this game. Oh, it won't be that useful if I die. Uh-oh. Stuff takes a long time to kill, but that increases when you get some upgrades. Uh-oh. Yeah, I found a little bit of a bug there. Oh well, it wasn't much. Yeah, there's still things I can fix up, but, you know, it is what it is. Oh, nope, no coins, damn. Damn it, I keep knocking him off. Not that I don't like him, it's just, you know, hitting him from that angle. Come on. And then this guy's gonna be pain in my ass. Damn. Damn. Alright. Alright. Go teach me a new mechanic. Oh yeah. Watch this shit. It does less damage, but you can really fuck him up. That guy. Yep, you want to do that bullshit? I'll show you what I think of it. Oh, no. Yeah, it'll stay there. Alright. That was nuts. I can't believe I did all that. I was slicing and jumping around and... Wow, that was incredible! I don't know whose side you are, but I hope they're not expecting you back anytime soon. And the name, I love the name, Dreamcutter. It's cool and, like, edgy. It's got a ring to it. Wait, what? How did I know? Wait, is Dreamcutter your name? Where did that come from? Did I just make that up? I feel like I already knew it before, like you told me somehow. You know what? I'm not gonna stress over that. I'm having too much fun. So, what is this place? I don't see any monsters. It's also warmer than outside. Feels kinda homey. Well, Dreamcutter, let's have a look around, huh? Okay, let's do that. Saving first, right? Okay, this is the hub. Obviously, yeah, here's the shop. I gotta... Find and destroy all 5 eyeballs in level 1-2 for a saucy surprise by Insert Artists. Find and destroy all 5 eyeballs in level 3-3 for a banging pinup. Reach a B-level combo in World 1-3 for a little piece of heaven. Oh, there's more. Oh, okay, you get some art. Okay, so there's upgrades and challenges. Okay, upgrade health, upgrade damage. Whoops. View enemy health. Yes. I did this last time. I wanted to view the enemy health. It's very important. And upgrade the health. Alright. So that's all I need right now. Some people say, what about the damage, Grim? Yeah, I'll do that next time. That's the gallery. This is where I can view all the images that I've unlocked, which is none right now. Oh, there's one. Oh, look at that. Wow, Mr. PR, currently working on Dancing Divas. I've talked to him. He's a pretty cool guy. He's making a really fun game. So go to the first area. It shouldn't take me long. I was gonna do the This is the first world of the game. Oh, they're hot. Now, for those of you who are wondering why things are a little slower this week, well, it's a good reason for it. Basically, we're having a slight cooldown before we go back full tilt again. Because, yeah, I'm going to get back into a lot of the hentai games now, especially since it's now Waifu Sexual Pride Month. So, we're going to go ahead and do that. And make sure to get some lovely waifu games for you guys. And continuing the AVNs, because those do really well and people seem to like them. So we'll do a good mix of both. And also some of our favorite waifus and comics. Plenty of them to choose from, right? You guys want some more Lady Death? I think you do. Maybe we'll do some Vampirella and a couple other stuff we haven't done in a while. And of course, we'll bring back the classics, the Transmetropolitan and the Invisibles like we had. So, that stuff's coming back. But, Masturbation Month is now over. Waifu Sexual Pride Month has begun. And I promise there's nothing fucking special in July other than the fact that it's my birthday month. So, yeah. But I'm not changing anything or doing anything really special. Matter of fact, it'll probably be a continuation of what we do this month. Haley, help me! Lucia, what are you doing here? Haley! Lucia, I'm coming, just hang on! Alright, this is another cool thing I can do. Damn it. Nope, yeah, okay. Well, you know, it didn't really specify. Lucia, where are you? Can you hear my voice? Lucia, she's not here. What? Who said that? Show yourself. Panic kills lost girls. Eyes up. Are you the scythe? The hunt has already started. There's no time. Just move forward. You'll find her. Okay, this is a dream anyway. She's forward, you said? One foot in front of the other. You'll find her in time. Okay, I believe you. Let's just keep going then. Those really don't do anything. He has a lot of health. Ow! You know, it doesn't make sense. You figure that she's going fast enough to actually harm that thing. Like a fan blade, you know? I have 113, so I'm just gonna go back into the world. Alright, hold on. That was like the eyeball they wanted me to destroy for an art piece. Not the biggest fan of dubstep, but I haven't heard it in so long, I don't mind it. Weird, right? We used to make fun of this stuff back in the day, but I haven't heard it in so long, and what they play now is even is worse, so I ain't got no problem with this. It actually reminds me of the Doritos and Mountain Dew age of gaming. By the way, you know they're slam out of the ketchup and mustard Doritos? Now the mustard Doritos were fucking terrible. Those were straight up horseradish. I ate a whole bag of those just to fucking torture myself. I was like, you know what? I'm never gonna buy them again and this is my fucking punishment. I gotta eat that whole damn bag. Oh my god, my mouth was numb for an hour. Because I just ate them all as fast as I could. It's like, nope, not gonna do that no more. I did buy the Tangy Barbecue though. Apparently they're pretty damn good. And the ketchup ones, they're all gone, like I said. I was trying to do the ketchup ones because I thought the ketchup ones might actually be pretty good. Shit. Okay, this is a really crazy mechanic. There we go. See how she's supposed to kind of grab on that, but she doesn't? It's alright. It's not really his fault. That shit's hard to do. Yeah, I'm probably lost. Okay, that's fine. Damn. Whoa, that wasn't good. Kind of needs to work on where you teleport. Yeah, when I went with DP to the movie, you know, we went to see Guardians, I got this pizza from one of the, I guess, local pizza places in the city, and they have this special kind of pizza where they just take a whole bunch of ingredients and put it on top, kind of like a traditional pizza pie, and it makes the pizza filling as hell. Like, you can get a big pizza, you'll only eat, like, two fucking slices. I'm like, damn, dude, how am I full from two fucking slices of pizza? But that's literally what it does. I had that pizza. It cost me, like, $30, which a lot of people say, Grim, that's nuts. You paid $30 for a fucking pizza? But, yeah, that pizza, dude, it fucking lasted 4 days. That's the difference. Yeah, this is gonna be hard. It lasted 4 fucking days, guys. Like, damn, I didn't need to eat something at night for like 4 days. I just eat like 2 pieces of that pizza and I'm fucking good. And it still tasted good. Like, on the third day, I went to microwave it. And that shit tasted just like it came out of the box. Because I remember how it tasted when it came out of the box and how it looked. So, yeah. That shit keeps for a while, too, surprisingly. We're not talking about the fucking Spawn pizza with the bugs crawling in it. You guys remember that one? A lot of death traps. She's really got to do something about her nightmares, man. They're killer. And no, I'm not that fucking bad at platforming. It's just 4:30 in the morning. Well, 4 in the morning. Yeah, I've been busy doing some shit, so I didn't really get a chance to get on this like I wanted to. It's always like that, though. There we go. Alright, I get it. You gotta do it when she's on the down part. Oh! Oh, by the way, yeah. Oh, shit! Yeah! Alright, so we're not gonna do that. Oh! Nope! Damn it. Woo! This is getting hard. Well, that wasn't... Shit. Wow. You kill that guy, get the money from him. The money from those guys. And the heart, which I need. I kind of would have bug tested this. I was just so busy. I didn't have a chance to really get in there. But yeah, I can see a couple flags that just need to be fixed. Basically, when you do that, sometimes if you die, it still registers that against the wall. So you won't have your size when you come back. Which isn't great. I mean, all you have to do is push that button again, but most people would already, you know, be like, okay, well, I died, so obviously the scythe returned, but the game isn't registering that flag. It's a pretty basic thing. It's not really a big deal. And another thing is teleporting on the ground. That'd be great. I would say there's a lot of instances where the character gets teleported off the ground. Of course, the guy who makes this said, like, he had to run back to the office or something like that, so obviously he's got a lot of other things going on in his life right now, and this game is just, you know, something he's been working on when he has time, which I respect greatly, because, you know, we've all got things to do. See, I can't get it. Damn. Nope. You see me trying to grab it, but I can't grab it. There's not enough. It's really hard. I've got it like once before. And I don't think you can do the scythe trick to get up there either. I don't think it'll... Oh, shit. Ah! Get me on the land! They need to just move that a little bit further. That's a really big problem. Yeah. Look, I tried. You saw me. I was right over it. Wow. Oh my god. Wow. That's... No. Unfortunately, you can't. And it would be awesome if you could, because... The fuck? It's not lining up right. Like, I was directly over it, but she wasn't connecting. It's like, man. Ah! That needs to be fixed a little bit. Of course, there's that guy, and this is not a big deal. Ah, well. Probably spilled milk. Oh! Yeah, see, it's like almost a guarantee you're gonna get hit by that shit. Oh! Nope. Okay, I see how that's supposed to work. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's it. I mean, there's like, I don't know, some kind of upward dash or something that she does. I don't know. It's not doing it now. Yeah, see, it's not doing it now. Can you move that? Well, after about try 33, I'm like, yeah, that might be a little bit too much. Ah, see, I always get hit by that. I don't know. I don't know how to hit my jump on that. Damn. Oh, how did that? It needs a little bit of work. There's probably gonna be version 8 before this gets kind of polished as far as some of the bugs. If there's still bug testing in there, I'm going to consider this a video that the guy can look at and be like, hey, yep, screwed that up. Damn! What? Ow, those really hurt. See, I'm afraid to even jump on it. It wouldn't even hit. Did you see when I tried to jump directly on the thing? I know that they want to have the hitbox right there in the center, but doing that makes it way more difficult than it needs to be to swing from those. Because it's such a small part. It's like one pixel. It's like you have to hit that one exact pixel. And that is a pain in the butt. Okay. See? And then I got hit. Because I can't figure out any way. Yeah, you have to do it like that. And it's really hard because of how fast she's going. Okay, good. I got it. Now I just have to stay alive. Okay, cool. That'll help. And that will too. Oh, I can destroy those mushrooms. Well, I didn't know that. Goodbye, sir! What? Try it again. Why can you not get on that? I don't know. Wow. That was weird. I should have increased damage. Well, I'm going to next fucking time. I'm sure you of that. Not this time, sir. I don't even know if it'll do anything. Oh, some of them give you coins. Damn. All right, that's fine. I was going at him too hard, probably. Why can't you do it? I'm hitting the... No, I mean, you guys see me hitting it. It's just really... Yeah, he needs to increase the hitbox on those. That's stupidly frustrating. Oh yeah, sure, like I can really, no, you can't beat that with that. Not with 10 health. Especially since 10 counts as 1. Give me that. I'm gonna need it for the boss. Alright. Whoop his ass! Got another one. Well, we go to the fourth encounter. The boss is a pain in the ass, by the way. I've beat him. He just takes forever. Not yet. Are you certain? Yes. I want attacks that actually do damage. Force encounter. I'm slipping into a dream. I can't remember how I got here, what I'm doing here. I'm in darkness and I can't. Oh, this is a dream. I recognize this. This is a fantasy of mine. It's really warm in here. It might just be me, but the air feels hot and moist. A familiar scent floats into the hot, misty air. I'm so turned on, I can't think straight. Wait, what's going on? Hey, why is everything going dim? That can't be the end of the dream, can it? Haley, as the spiral turns inward, the nightmare grows weaker. Your fantasies bleed through the tearing fabric. Wait, what? What's happening? You've nearly killed your first nightmare. You're nearly there. Your reward will be great. Go now. Alright, we're in the forest encounter here. Let's see how this works out. Doesn't look so much like a forest, though. Feels like I'm in a cave background, huh? Just a little bit. I mean, would hope for some trees, right? Okay, so now what? Yeah, it feels more like a cavern. Weird, huh? Yeah, fuck that guy. He fell, it's not my fault. Nope. Oh, poop. Oh, he's gonna kill me. I got him. I got him at least. Thank you. Yeah. Oh! Alright, well. Alright, yeah, we'll skip. Because we already saw this. Okay, so. Yeah. Hey. No, I don't think I can do it, but I. Is it even possible? No. Alright. Just gonna try to see if I could use the scythe to scale that wall. Spikes were like bites. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. Nope, don't got time for that guy. No, sir, no time for that, dude. Oh shit! Oh shit! Fuck! Gotta get all them coins! Oh shit! Damn it. Alright, now we gotta fight the Night Terror. The Night Terror is a pain in the ass. It takes forever to get to him. Alright, there he is. Alright, you just gotta leave him the fuck alone, because you can't hit him when he's red. In this whole period where he's not doing shit. Alright. Alright, yeah, he'll do that. Getting a little better at fighting him after the 80th time I've done it. Nope. I don't want them. Can't even get close to him when he's moving, actually. He'll just hit you every time. It's just automatic guaranteed. It's like a robot. He reminds me of like a Mega Man Legends robot. First try. I got good. I had to get good. I died like 10 times the first time I fought that guy. Nope. She cannot swim. Her and Simon Belmont have that in common. What? Hello? I'm gonna need an explanation. Sure, no problem. Dreamcutter's busy and you've got a reward to reap. Busy. Don't worry about it too much. Anyway, you've got some time on your hands now, and this is a dream, so keep walking and see what you can dream up. If you insist, I do. Congratulations, Haley. Reap well, for your struggles are incomplete, but you've completed something great. Enjoy. What's happening to me? I'm coming too. I was dreaming. I'm still dreaming. I want to get a hold of my senses. I want to come back to reality. I'm sick of being dragged along this world of dream logic. But when I smell the misty air again, the hot misty air, and I remember, hot misty air, mysterious stranger. There you are. Do you know how long I've been waiting for you? For a chance encounter with you? Just like. Well, there we go. Yeah, I believe I can push this button. Yes. To return text box. Okay. Satisfaction floods my veins, maybe yours too. My entire body is warm, my muscles are relaxed, more relaxed than they've been in a long time, and I'm only feeling warmer with the way you're pressed against me. I already miss you, and I'm only just waking up now. Returning to a state of consciousness of it, at least somewhat closer to walking. Until we meet again. Wow, that was... Wait. Was that it? Where do I find Lucia? Go to World 2 now. Stop by the shop downstairs if you must. What? Oh, okay. Shop World 2. Got it. What the fuck? Am I Mario or something? Okay, now it's time for World 2. It's-a me! Okay. Upgrade health? Upgrade damage? Let's do that spin slash. Okay. Okay, so that's the first world. You guys can pick up the game at ShadyCorner.com, or you can pick the game up on Steam, whatever you want. And give it a shot. It's worth playing. I think I paid like 20 bucks for mine. It was on sale for 14, but it might be back to 20. Either way, yeah, it's pretty good. It's a fun little game. It's got about 5 worlds in it. So go ahead, give it a shot. I'm having fun. It's a little frustrating with some of the obvious issues I've pointed out here, but other than that, I think it's pretty fun. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll be out for Grimm's, what is this, Adult Games Corner and Dream Cutter, and we'll see you next time.